Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The head of one of Syria's most powerful rebel groups is dead, killed in an airstrike near Damascus. The Syrian army is claiming responsibility for a strike on the meeting of the Army of Islam that killed 42-year-old founder Zahroun Alush and several other leaders of the group. The rebel group is one of the largest and has already appointed a top field commander as Alush's replacement. The death is seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition, bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of new peace talks scheduled for early in the new year. An Iraqi army spokesman says airstrikes are being used to detonate some of the landmines and booby traps around Ramadi in an effort to move forward internally. Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of the last remaining district of the city held by Islamic State for the last 7 months. One member of the Iraqi counterterrorism team thinks Ramadi will be liberated from the militants very soon.
Only a small distance separates them from us. We are watching them coming out. We have killed many of them, and our snipers have taken positions on the roofs of the houses of Ramadi.
The fall of Ramadi, which is mainly a Sunni city, just 2 hours by car from Baghdad, was a major setback for the Iraqi government, which has since watched the militant group sweep through huge parts of Iraq. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place. A move critics say is designed to undermine the power-sharing deal signed in August after a 2-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response. President Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deal. This week, the rebels and the government met in Juba in hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. This is VOA News.